Anya was still processing all that happened to her earlier. However, she was glad to be back to the safety of civilization. She sat across a formica-topped table from the sheriff. Squeeze bottle condiments on the table indicated that the room was more for dining than interrogation. Sheriff Barfield was in his early 40s and kept in shape. His tailored uniform was carefully pressed, and the star on his chest gleamed in the light. His salt-and-pepper hair was neatly clipped.
So, Miss Creed, explain to me what business you had up in Volcanoville.
I've already told the ranger, Captain.
I'd appreciate it if you could tell me. All Captain Andrews has to do is keep the park and countryside clean. I've got to explain to three sets of parents why their kids aren't ever coming home again.
Anya nodded. She'd had a hard time resisting the impulse to open her notebook computer and research the belt plaque, but she knew if she showed any interest in it, the piece could be confiscated. She knew she could do more towards solving the riddle it posed than the park rangers or the sheriff's department.
Could you answer a couple of questions for me first?
Sure, if I can.
Have you found Huang Fu?
No.
What about the helicopter?
We located it outside of Sacramento. It had been abandoned.
Do you think the men have already left California?
Well, I'd say you know more about them than I do, Miss Creed. Do you think they left California?
I don't know.
Taking out a small notebook, Barfield glanced through the pages of notes written in a clear, concise hand. Anya glanced pointedly at her watch. It was 2:18 a.m. With the three-hour time zone deficit, she was running on fumes.
I talked with a New York Police Department detective named McGilly. He said he looked into Wong Fu Cao for you.
He did.
McGilly also said he told you he thought you should stay away from Wong Fu because he couldn't find out much information about him.
I'm an archaeologist, Sheriff. Sometimes I don't get to pick and choose who I deal with. Archaeologists have been dealing with grave robbers since the field of study began.
Is that what you think Wong Fu went there to do? To rob a grave?
I don't know. Right after we found the remains of the miners, we were held at gunpoint by those three men.
Do you think he's a criminal?
Based on the skill and lack of qualms he showed in killing those men, and while trying to kill me, I'd have to think that, wouldn't I?
Are you in the habit of dealing with criminals, Miss Creed?
Not if I know they're criminals. I didn't know Huang Fu was a criminal until he killed those three men, then tried to kill me.
What did he want?
He wanted to find his ancestor's grave.
To rob it?
He said it was so he could take the bones home to be interred in a family graveyard.
That didn't strike you as odd?
Different cultures practice different beliefs, Sheriff. I've got friends in New York who believe that everyone in California is involved in some kind of environmental protection group or practices some strange religion.
Do you help people find their lost ancestors very often?
No.
But you did this time. Why?
Because of the story involved.
What story?
Ghost towns are always interesting.
Volcanoville isn't really known as a ghost town. It's just another failed gold mining operation.
One person's failed gold mining operation is another person's ghost town.
Tell me more about what you were looking for.
Huang Fu had the diary of a family member that said Ban Zexu, his ancestor, was murdered in Volcanoville.
And did you see this diary?
I saw copies of the diary.
Did it occur to you that it might have been faked?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, Miss Creed. I'm still focused on figuring out why three men are dead tonight.
They're dead because they tried to kill us.
Why would they do that?
Because they were high and paranoid about us stumbling across their marijuana crop.
Is that your professional opinion?
That they were high? I've seen people under the influence before, Sheriff. I don't need a medical degree to know what it looks like.
Where did you get experiences like that?
I travel frequently. Some of the cultures I've been involved with in my field of study use drugs regularly in religious ceremonies.
Do you ever use drugs yourself?
Frankly, that's none of your business, Sheriff. But the answer is no. This interview is over. I've been patient and I've been considerate, especially in light of the fact that I very nearly ended up dead myself.
You're a material witness to three murders. You can't just walk out of here.
I can unless you want to arrest me. I know my rights. I didn't have to talk to you at all, but I did anyway. Now I'm leaving.
And if I arrest you?
Then I'm going to call my attorney, arrange bail, and get out of here slightly later than I intended.
Miss Creed, those boys out there didn't deserve what happened to them.
They were going to kill us.
They've never killed anyone before.
You're right. I should have ignored the assault rifle and given them the benefit of the doubt.
What I meant was that maybe this wouldn't have happened if you hadn't come here.
And maybe if you look out there and find their marijuana field, you'll also find a missing hiker or two.
Anya reached for her backpack and slung it across her shoulders. She walked out of the interrogation room, making a left down the hall and exiting the front door of the station. Barfield followed close behind. A handful of cars were parked out front. Most of them were sheriff's department vehicles, but there were also a couple from local news stations. Two reporters started forward at once, flanked by camcorder operators.
Miss Creed! Miss Creed!
You've got a fan club. Once they found out you were involved with television, they had to come.
Terrific.
Let me arrange a car to take you back to Georgetown. You're staying at the bed and breakfast there, right?
If you can have someone take me back to my rental car, that would be great.
This is Barfield. I'm going to need a deputy to meet me out back. We need to get Miss Creed back into town. I don't want you to get the wrong idea, Miss Creed. I'm not a bad guy, and I don't think you're a criminal. But I do get the sense that you're not telling me everything you know.
Sheriff, I can't tell you any more about Huang Fu Cao than I already have. If I never see him again, that will be fine by me.
He may not feel the same way about you. He had a helicopter standing by in Georgetown, and they hunted for you before you were able to get a call for help out. You don't go through all that trouble for the hell of it.
I know.
If he tried to have you killed because you were a potential witness, you may have seen the last of him. But if there's something more to this, some other reason that he and his men chased you, then you may be in serious trouble.
A deputy braked to a stop in front of Anya. A news team on foot shuffled up behind him.
Miss Creed, Miss Creed, can we talk to you, please?
No comment. I appreciate your concern, Sheriff.
Anya meant what she said. She knew that Barfield didn't want to see her end up dead, even if he knew that she was omitting some of the truth. He seemed like a good man who was just trying to do a difficult job. One way or another, she knew that whatever Wong Fu was looking for, she was the best one to find out. Barfield walked her to the deputy's car. Anya sat down in the front seat beside the deputy. The sheriff slammed the door shut and leaned down to the open window. He handed Anya his card.
If something comes up, give me a call.
I will. Thank you.
Deputy, take her to her car, then follow her back to Georgetown. Make sure she gets there safely.
Sure thing, Sheriff.
Anya smiled at the sheriff, but her mouth shot into a frown as the news crew arrived at her window, nearly pushing him out of the way.
Miss Creed, is Chasing History's Monsters doing a story in Volcanoville? Do the murders have anything to do with the Weeping Ghost?
Let's get out of here, Deputy.
When the deputy had dropped her off, Anya had been a little surprised to find the rented SUV still sitting in the parking lot where she'd left it. Completely exhausted, she had immediately set out for Georgetown and the prospect of some good rest. She still had half the trip ahead of her, though. Glancing at her caller ID, she was relieved to see a New York number belonging to Doug Morrell, her producer on Chasing History's Monsters.
Anya! What do you think you're doing?
I guess it's a slow news night if this has already hit CNN.
It didn't hit CNN, thank God. I've got a fact finder in L.A. who was on her toes and caught the story when it broke on the local news. Hopefully the story won't go any further. I'm worried about you, Anya. Your work has been getting you into a lot of trouble lately. I mean, you've got to admit, some of it's pretty weird.
Weirder than trying to find a Wendigo in Colorado last month?
Hey, we were following up on sightings.
I think I remember hearing that Christy wanted a skiing vacation.
There were stories about a Wendigo.
There was Christy on skis.
Christy was skiing down the mountainside escaping an evil Wendigo.
That's funny. I don't remember seeing one.
We're not here to talk about Christy. I don't produce her. I produce you. I have to report to people on what you do. If you get involved in something that reflects in a negative fashion on the show...
As I recall, during the meeting last month, the ratings were up, advertising was up, and we had more accounts lining up to do business with us than we had spots to give.
Yeah, well, all that's true. And I just want to keep it that way. We don't need any adverse publicity.
In fact, I think this is the perfect time to discuss renegotiating my contract.
You already have a contract in place.
The contract we put into place was based on numbers that have almost doubled since we inked that deal.
You know, you sound really tired. I just wanted to call and make sure you were okay.
I'm fine, Doug.
Anya decided to let him off the hook. She liked Doug, and she knew how to work him to get what she needed. She wasn't one to con her way into skiing vacations, but she often got the show to pay for international trips to places she wanted to go to do legitimate archaeological assignments.
So, we're cool?
We're cool.
Are you in any kind of trouble?
No.
The police don't think you killed anybody, do they? I mean, you've killed people before.
Only when I had to.
Oh. Man, look at the time. I should really let you get some sleep. If you need anything, give me a call.
I will.
Anya's eyes felt heavy. Glancing in the rearview mirror, she saw the deputy only a short distance behind. All she wanted now was to relax, but she knew it wasn't over yet. Not as long as she had the belt plaque, and Wong Fu wanted it.